You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bujal. Quebec Housing Minister Francilène Duranceau is under fire this week for an ethics breach and a contentious decision that have led housing groups to call for her resignation. It all started on Tuesday when the Commission de l'Aménagement du Territoire put the nail in the coffin for Quebecers' right to transfer their lease.
Pour, contre, abstention, Madame Duranceau-Bertrand.
Pour.
Madame Jeannette Labelle.
Pour.
Monsieur Gagnon-Jonquière.
Pour.
Madame Jeanne-Rochateauguay.
Pour.
Monsieur Thouin-Rousseau.
Pour.
Madame Dufour-Millil.
Contre.
Monsieur Fontessier-Larry-Dorion.
Pour.
What you're hearing now is the vote for the controversial Article 7 of Bill 31. That article allows landlords to refuse a lease transfer, a mechanism that has allowed tenants to pass on existing leases to new tenants for 40 years. Now, Quebec's rent control is pretty difficult to enforce between tenants because new arrivals are often left in the dark about what the last tenant paid. Lease transfers have been used to circumvent this, since it's generally much easier to contest a rent increase on an existing lease. At least, that's the argument that the Liberals and Quebec Solidaire have made, commission hearing after hearing. But the minister says that's precisely the issue with the practice. Here she is now.
Pourquoi on la corrige aujourd'hui? Parce qu'elle n'était pas utilisée dans l'esprit où elle a été créée, c'est-à-dire de baliser les conditions à laquelle les conditions dans lesquelles quelqu'un quitte son logement puis se départit de ses obligations. Alors là, toutes les raisons invoquées par le député de Laurier-Dorion, là, c'est justement les raisons pour lesquelles il faut agir. C'est pas une mesure qui est utilisée de la bonne façon.
She's referring to the history of the practice. The right to transfer one's lease was initially introduced in an era of high vacancy rates in Quebec. It allowed tenants to end a lease early, provided they came up with a new tenant, so that the landlord wasn't on the hook. But things have changed now. Quebec is in the midst of a housing crisis, with rising rents and rock-bottom vacancy rates, providing incentives for landlords to lobby against the measure. Here's the RECLAC's Cédric Dussault at a press conference on Wednesday.
In the midst of the deepest housing crisis in the history of modern Quebec, when the imbalance between owners and tenants has never had such serious consequences, taking away rights from tenants makes absolutely no sense. This has been said and repeated extensively. The withdrawal of the right to transfer a lease will only make the situation worse. Why does the minister persist in wanting to impose something that will contribute to worsen the imbalance? Because this imbalance profits property owners and speculators. The Legault government has not moved a finger to respond to the distress of tenants. But without any supporting data, it bends to a whim of homeowners associations to remove the slightest obstacle to profit maximization.
Critics say the end of lease transfers couldn't come at a worse time for tenants, or a better time for landlords. And it's precisely the minister's relationship to landlords that's been under fire as well. On Thursday, Ethics Commissioner Ariane Mignolet ruled that Francilène Duranceau made an error in favoring the interest of a friend and lobbyist last year. Annie Lemieux is a friend of Minister Duranceau and a former business partner who acted as a lobbyist for her and Sonia Bélanger, the Minister of Seniors. The meeting took place on December 5th in 2022, which was just under 2 months after the swearing-in of both of the ministers. The investigation began last June after Zachary Camel, a journalist and former guest of this program, broke that story in Pivot. Camel reported that Duranceau and Lemieux had operated together in at least two companies active in real estate. The ruling found that Duranceau improperly favored the personal interests of her friend and business partner. Duranceau, for her part, is saying this was an honest mistake, but groups like the RECLAC are calling on the minister to resign. They say that what happened this week at the Commission de l'Aménagement du Territoire is proof positive that the minister's favoring of real estate actors like landlords is not a one-off thing, but a general practice that writes itself into legislation. Opposition parties had harsh words as well. Here's Alexandre Leduc of Québec Solidaire speaking before reporters on Thursday.
Mais là, ce qu'on montre, c'est qu'il y a une trop grande proximité ici, là, entre la ministre de l'Habitation
He says, there's too much proximity between the Minister of Housing and the world of real estate brokers. It's a shame because we see it in the context of Bill 31, that it's not a bill constructed with community groups and tenant associations in mind. We see that it's a bill that's missing major pieces to resolve the housing crisis. I want to send a message to Madame de Ronceau and then to the CAC. Listen to us, broaden your horizons. Listen to community groups, get out of your personal circles of the world of real estate brokers. You have to go and see what people are saying on the ground. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.